Today on the Gary Zimak Show, we'll take a look at the mass readings for the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Get ready. Here we go. Hey there. Welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. As you listen to this, I will be at the Malvern Retreat House outside of Philadelphia leading the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. So I'm pre-recording this program. If you wouldn't mind, please say a prayer for all of us who will be participating in this retreat. It was a very powerful event last year. I'm looking for an equally powerful event this year. I'll tell you all about it when I get back from Boston next week, because yes, next Monday I'm going to be speaking in the Boston area in Framingham, Massachusetts, to be specific, at St. Stephen's Parish, 7 p.m. I'm going to be giving a talk, What If Mary Said No? So if you're in the area, make sure you stop by. I would love to meet you. There's no admission. It's going to be free admission to the talk. I'll have my books. I'll have my CDs and DVDs. And best of all, depending on your point of view, you'll have me as well. So if you're in the neighborhood, please stop on by. And then I'll be back in town on Tuesday, and we'll do a live show again, provided I get home in time. So I'm going to tell you this just to be sure. In the event I get delayed and there's no show on Tuesday, that's because I'm traveling and I wasn't able to get home in time. I don't see a problem, but it's funny. You never see a problem when you travel. Things just tend to happen sometimes. Now, also, next week, typically I do an appearance on Catholic Community Radio in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Monday morning. Due to my traveling, I'm not going to be able to do that this week. And then Anna Mitchell from EWTN Radio from the Sunrise Morning Show will be on vacation next Wednesday, so I won't be doing that appearance as well. So the only place you're going to find me next week is right here on the program. So I hope you'll be able to tune in. Yesterday, I spent the full show talking about total consecration to Jesus through Mary. If you haven't heard the program, give it a listen. It'll be in the archived podcast, either on Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, or iTunes, and you'll get a bit more insight into total consecration. You know, I could really talk for hours about the topic because it's really, there's a lot of depth to it. But we're gonna speak about it as we go through the process. I outlined the general structure. I talked about what it does, the purpose of it. So if you get a chance, try to listen to it and get ready, because September the 4th, which is a Sunday, total consecration to Jesus through Mary, the 33-day preparation period kicks off here on the program. And as a reminder, on that Friday, which would be what, September the 2nd, I'm going to be doing a pregame show. I call it a pregame show just to kind of psych you up to get ready for what we're about to take on. This is always a very popular feature that we do every year, and this is the sixth year that I've been doing it this year. As you probably already know, it's the best of the best. I'm taking the best of the best plans available and joining them all together, and we're going to have different meditations every day, remaining faithful to the guidelines issued by St. Louis de Montfort. His general guidelines are this week, this week, this week, and this week. This is what you do. He never did a day-by-day approach, so we're going to stay true to his guidelines. I do want to mention one more thing. You've been very good to me with your donations. I thank you for the new monthly subscriptions for my work. That is so important for me. I have to tell you, even though I make the bulk of my money, my living, by speaking, by traveling around the country and speaking, the donations that you give me through, mainly it's those of you who listen to the show, that's such an important source of income, and it really helps me to pay the bills. So I'm very thankful. That's one of the reasons that I talk about it on the show, because if it was not for your generosity, I'm not kidding about this, I would not be able to remain in full-time ministry, and there is no way that this show would be free of charge. So that's thanks to you, and I'm very, very grateful for your support and for the one-time donations that you make. The monthly subscriptions, though, are just, they're so much needed. So if you've done that, if you've set up a monthly profile for me in PayPal, I'm so thankful for that. And many people are just sending in checks, too. That's great, too. It's just the monthly donation that I can count on every month is just critical. It just helps me tremendously. So I'm very, very thankful. If you would like to do that, if you'd like to see this show continue, if you believe in the mission that I have, and you'd be willing and able, I mean, it's very important that you're able to do this, to set up a monthly payment profile, I would greatly appreciate it. You can do that by visiting followingthetruth.com and going to the donate page. It's really simple. It's secure. It's done through PayPal. And it really, really helps. You can cancel it at any time. It's not a big deal. But it really helps me to count on those funds each month. And I thank you for that. But again, I always tell you, don't put yourself in jeopardy. God doesn't want you to give away money that you need to pay your bills. You need to take care of yourself and your family first. You really do. And any extra that you're able to send me, I'd very much appreciate it. But please, don't do anything that would jeopardize your own finances in any way. If you'd rather make a one-time donation, you could do that in the same way by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Donate tab. That helps me tremendously, too. As little as you'd like to give or as big, I've gotten donations anywhere from $5 to $5,000. I really have, and it's very much appreciated. I'm telling you, if you had any idea how much it's needed and how much you're helping me, I think you would be really surprised. I'm not kidding when I'm telling you that, so I'm very, very thankful for your support. Also, if you shop at Amazon.com, you remember what I said. If you just would go to followingthetruth.com first, instead of typing Amazon.com into your browser and then click on the Amazon image from my website, that gets me a small commission on anything that you purchase. Again, that's very helpful. And if you're a coffee drinker, as I am, you want to get some of the greatest coffee you've ever had, Mystic Monk Coffee is available through my website as well. And I thank you for listening to these little pitches, because this is the way I stay in business. This is the way I keep proclaiming the good news. It's by these different donations and the different products that are affiliated with my website. So thanks for your patience in listening to that. And again, thank you for your support. I would also love to come out to your parish. So if you want to book a parish mission or a talk or a retreat, just go to followingthetruth.com and contact me there, or send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, I'm going to take a quick sip of my Mystic Monk coffee from my official Mystic Monk coffee mug. That's my beverage du jour today. I really hope you've got yourself a good beverage, a good snack, and you're ready to get started, because we got lots of good stuff today. We're going to talk about the Mass readings from this Sunday's Mass. As we do on every Friday, we get you prepared for Sunday Mass. The readings this week are from the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Got some really good stuff coming up. And I thank you for, I really thank you for tuning in and for listening. It really is so great that you're here. It is something that I'm very grateful for. I don't take you for granted. I really don't. And I appreciate all the comforting emails, the words of support, the prayers you're sending my way. Know that you're in my prayers as well. All right? We're friends here, right? We're more than friends. We're family. And we have to take care of one another. And that's why I love doing this show and having you here with me. At the table, you know the deal. There's always a place at the table for you on this program. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. We're so blessed to be alive. We're blessed that you love us, Father. We're blessed that you sent us your Son, Jesus, to live among us, to suffer, to die, to rise from the dead, and to remain with us always, as he promised. Thank you, Father, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We're so grateful for his presence in our lives. Father, help us to walk with you each day. Help us to see you in every person and event that we encounter throughout the day. Help us to always remember that you're with us. Please grant us the strength that we need to continue walking on the path that will one day lead to eternal life in heaven with you. Please bless us and our families. Please help those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who might be struggling with doubt or despair, those who are battling addiction, those who are struggling financially, those who are dealing with religious persecution, those who are facing extreme weather conditions. We ask you to help them all. We also ask you to help anyone who is homeless or homebound. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion. Please help our government officials to follow your laws always. Please accept our own personal intentions, Father, whatever they may be. Please continue to provide for us and help us. And I give you this show, Father. It's yours. I ask you to speak through me today, to send your Holy Spirit to come alive in me so that your words will be proclaimed and not my words. And please open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to your message. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, thanks for praying with me. My name's Gary Zimak. We do this program every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You can also download the podcast on TuneIn Radio or iTunes. So trying to get the show out to as many platforms as possible. I want to make it as accessible as I can, and it's free. No matter where you download it from, the show is going to be free. And we're gearing up toward getting ready to start Total Consecration, which begins on September the 4th. You're going to get sick of hearing about it, probably, but it is a very important part of what I do with the show. And I'm really excited about getting started again for the sixth year in a row. It's going to be good this year, the best of the best. Okay, let's take a look at these Mass readings for Sunday. The readings are from the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And let's frame it, if you will. We're in the 19th Sunday. Sunday begins the 19th week in Ordinary Time. There are 34 weeks in Ordinary Time. You have 33 Sundays. And the 34th Sunday is the Solemnity of Christ the King. And then we go into Advent. So I'm not trying to rush things, but we're in the second half of the liturgical year now, and we are headed toward the end of the liturgical year. We've still got several weeks to go, but I just like you to get an idea where we're going. We're going to stay in Ordinary Time until the beginning of Advent, and then a whole new liturgical year begins, or a church year. Liturgical year is a fancy word for the church year. The first reading from the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time is from the Book of Wisdom. The night of the Passover was known beforehand to our fathers, that with sure knowledge of the oaths in which they put their faith, they might have courage. Your people awaited the salvation of the just and the destruction of their foes. For when you punished our adversaries, in this you glorified us, whom you had summoned. For in secret the holy children of the good were offering sacrifice and putting into effect with one accord the divine institution. Now, this is, and I will tie all of these readings in together, but let me just say a couple of words. The idea of things being foreshadowed or prophesied. There is, throughout the Old Testament, there are many messages about salvation, about the Savior, and so much about Jesus can be found in the Old Testament. And the same thing really goes for the New Testament too, because Jesus lets us know certain things in the Gospels in particular, and St. Paul will as well. One of the big things that we need to be aware of is the second coming. He's going to come again one day, and that's going to be the end of the world. And it might be in our time. It might not. One of the dangers that we sometimes have, or that we sometimes fall into, I guess is a better way to put it, is the fact that we don't think we're going to see this, the end of the world, or we don't think we're going to see the second coming. We just don't know. And that's a much safer approach. It's a much safer approach to assume that you just don't know. Why? Because you want to be ready. And one thing we want to keep in mind is that even if we don't see the second coming of Christ, we're going to meet him one day when we're judged. That's going to be at the end of our life. So we know it could be tomorrow, but we know for sure that it's going to be within a relatively short period of time. If you're in your 50s, you know it's going to be in the next 30, 40 years max, right? We have an idea. And when you put it into perspective, you look back 10, 20 years ago, it might not seem that long ago. I'm not, again, you know me, I'm not trying to be morbid, but I want to make sure. I want to make sure that you're ready. And this is the message of Jesus constantly. He told us this constantly. The message is, be ready. Make sure you're prepared at any time to be called home. We just don't know. And it's good to be ready. You want to live your life. You want to live your life so that you are ready to go home to the Lord at any time. You're going to be in great shape if you do, whether it happens or not. So this is a reminder that he tells us things. We should be ready, or we should take what he says, what the Lord says, seriously throughout all of Scripture. Psalm 33 is our responsorial psalm. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Exalt you just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord. The people he has chosen for his own inheritance. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you. It's very easy for us to forget about the Lord as we go about our daily business. This is an incredible challenge. This is one that I struggle with, and just about everybody struggles with, because we have a lot of distractions in life, don't we? We have a lot of distractions. We have a lot of things that are coming up in our life every day. Every day brings new challenges, new obstacles, new difficulties, new temptations, and it's all too easy to just lose sight of the Lord. That's why I think it's really good that we do this show, and that you join me. I say we because we're both doing it. You're here, I'm here, we're chatting around the table, we're talking about the Lord, and I want to make sure that this show gives you practical information. I want to give you advice and ways to grow closer to the Lord in your daily life. I just don't want to fill your heads with a bunch of textbook knowledge. It's not going to do you any good. You're not going to be given an entrance exam when you get to heaven, when you get to be judged, I should say. You're going to be judged on how you lived your life. So you want to come up with ways to make the Lord part of your daily life. And also, it's going to make for a lot more of a peaceful existence than if you just forget about him. You're going to have a lot more peace if you follow the Lord and you walk with him every day, right? So that's what we're trying to do here. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and shield. One day you're going to see the Lord face to face. So in a sense, we are waiting for him. He's our help and shield right now. He'll be our help and shield forever. And one of the beautiful things about our Lord is that he doesn't change. You look around you, things are changing every day. I look at restaurants, products, things that I've always liked. You look at sports teams. They change all the time. Many things when I was young, they're not around anymore. You know, we all deal with this. Things break down. Things you might have saved from years ago are all yellowed and falling apart. Things change. This world is passing away. There are signs of it all around us. We can't deny it. But we want to always cling to the Lord who doesn't change. And that's a really, really comforting thought. Let's look at the second reading now. It's a reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. This is a long one, so just be a little patient here. It's a little longer. We'll talk about it when it's done. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. By faith, He received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was there that came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sands on the seashore. All these died in faith. They did not receive what had been promised, but saw it, and greeted it from afar, and acknowledged themselves to be strangers and aliens on earth. For those who speak thus show that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land from which they had come, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better homeland, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac descendants shall bear your name." He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. That's a great reading. The second reading, once again, you see the message. Faith. It's believing in the promise of something without seeing. And that's what our faith is. Our faith is the ability, and we have a more specific definition of Christian faith. It's the ability to believe in all that God has revealed and assenting to it, to put it into action. Not only do we have the ability to believe, but we actually believe, and we say, yes, I believe, and I'm going to do things based on my faith. I'm going to take steps based on the fact that I do believe in the Lord's promises. And he makes a lot of promises. No doubt about it, the Lord makes a lot of promises. If we look at the promises, look throughout the Old Testament, and even in the New Testament, every promise that has been ever made is either in the process of being fulfilled or has been fulfilled. So the Lord will not lie. Abraham really did step out in faith. He didn't know where he was going. And honestly, you and I face that type of a dilemma every day, don't we? The Lord calls us to do things. He puts us into situations. Sometimes they're mysterious. Sometimes we don't understand them. But if we really want to put our faith into practice, we can repeat the famous divine mercy words, Jesus, I trust in you. That's such an important thing for us to be able to say and believe. Even though you can't see, we believe in that promise. We believe in that promise and the many promises given to us by the Lord. What's the ultimate promise? The ultimate promise is that we will one day have life in heaven. That's the promise. We haven't seen it, but we believe in him because of that capacity that he's given us to believe, and then taking that gift of faith and putting it into practice. The gospel's a little long, too. Let me get right to it. This is Luke chapter 12, verses 32 through 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock. For your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You must also be prepared, for in an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" The Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. It's a challenging gospel, and I would urge you not to get too freaked out by the details, but to pay attention to the general message. What's the general message? Be ready. Be ready, because we know that we're going to be judged one day. And let's face it, you and I, we have a fallen human nature. We can be extremely weak at times, right? We tend to like pleasure. We like the instant gratification. We like things that feel good. So because of that, I don't really want to leave my comfort zone. Now, that means that there are going to be times when I find that pleasure in things that are sinful, even if it's just yelling at somebody because I'm annoyed at them, or, you know, giving an obscene gesture to a driver in a car. We all get fed up with things. We all get frustrated. Or maybe gossiping. You know, these are things that we get a little bit of a thrill doing, and they're sinful. They're wrong. That's our fallen human nature. So we sometimes do things that make us feel good, whatever it is. We could drink a little bit too much. There are problem areas that we have. We've got to be careful about these things and be honest with ourselves that we like pleasure. And sometimes we commit sin. Well, always, I'll say, we commit sin because it looks good. We wouldn't do it if it didn't appear attractive, let's be honest. So we get ourselves into trouble by pursuing things that feel good, which are immoral. Not everything that feels good is bad, but some things are. And on the other hand, we don't like to leave our comfort zone, and there are things that we should do that we don't do. So we can commit sins of omission, not helping the poor, not reaching out to somebody who really needs our help, maybe making up a story rather than deal with a friend in need. You know, we do all kinds of things. So that's part of our fallen human nature. Because of that, these warnings are important, because Jesus wants to make sure we know. And he's really saying to us, listen, guys, I'm telling you this. You've got to take this seriously. That parable that he used, it's dramatic. I mean, he uses some very, very strong language, because he wants to get the attention of the listeners and of us. And it works. We're going to be judged. We need to look forward. Yes, there is the promise of eternal life in heaven. That's a really good thing. But oftentimes that's not enough to motivate us, because we're not spending enough time really thinking about that. Instead, we're faced with these day-to-day challenges of life that could easily cause us to do something we shouldn't do, or to not do something we should do. That's why he gives us this other message. Like, it's going to be good, guys, but don't mess up, because one day you're going to be held accountable for everything you said and everything you did. This is really serious. So what do we do now? Well, number one, we're thankful. We thank the Lord that we are alive right now. There's still something we can do. We can get to confession. Today's Friday. Almost every parish has confession on Saturday. Make it a point to go. There's no reason you should be carrying around the burden of sin in your life when you have the sacrament of confession. So go to confession and then pray for the grace to be able to rise above these temptations in life. But it's really critical that we take the words of Jesus seriously. You know more than the average person, because you listen to the show. Your average Catholic isn't going to be listening to Catholic radio. It just doesn't happen. You do. So therefore, you're going to be held to a higher standard. It's okay. Just take it seriously. All right. That's the word of warning from Jesus. And we need to hear that. All right. I am just about out of time. God willing, I will be back on Monday. I'll pre-record the show. I'll still be in Boston at the time. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. If you need me, even when I'm traveling, send me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll talk to you next time.